Ladies and gentlemen, we've all heard the quote from Henry Kissinger, "You control food and you control people." Dr. Vandana Shiva expanded on that, saying, if you control seed, then you control food. It's very strategic. It's more powerful than bombs. It's more powerful than guns. The best way to control the population of the world is to control seeds. I want you to bear that in mind as we look now at the effects that this mystery seeds from China false flag is finally having. A mere 6 weeks later, after the USDA started sending out the talking points and local media across the nation all ran these stories about how dangerous these seeds were, how they could be potentially quite noxious, and don't plant seeds if you don't know where they came from. There's a tremendous amount of social engineering going on there. But as well, it established the pretense, as I talked about immediately at the time, as soon as this happened, I said, this is not Chinese bioterrorism. This is a false flag to control seeds. And I took a lot of heat for it. But now we are seeing that that was exactly correct. Amazon.com today bans the foreign sales of seeds to U.S. residents due to the mystery seeds. Quote, moving forward, we are only permitting the sale of seeds by sellers based in the U.S. Otherwise, you'll get kicked off the platform. Furthermore, the ban extends also to plants and plant products. Well, plant products sounds, I mean, that could be anything in this era of plant-based everything. But I think we all know pretty well that what they mean is anything that helps you grow your own food or be self-sufficient away from the beast system. Because that, after all, is what this is all about, right? It's not just Amazon. Wish, another online retailer, within 24 hours also did this. So this wasn't Amazon feeling good, trying to ensure public safety. Someone demanded that this happen, and these retailers jumped in line and made it happen. Again, within 6 weeks of the false flag from mystery seeds. They say that this is a direct response to the mystery seeds, notwithstanding the fact that, quote, the experts analyzing those seeds from China didn't really find any problems. But that's all right. We already paid for this production. Go ahead and shut down the sale of seeds internationally. Never mind, that's the history of humanity and agriculture as we know it, as we emerged from the Fertile Crescent, bringing wheat with us, or as we tamed corn in Mexico, now a staple around the world, or we brought rice from Asia to everywhere else on the planet, another staple around the world these days, because that's how it happens, ladies and gentlemen. You find out what grows really well, and then you take it with you. Incredible stories about pioneers taking a sack of potatoes and then establishing their homestead with nothing but those seed potatoes. Or we heard last year from Brent Stumpf, who told us the story about Red Fife, a Ukrainian variety of wheat that some gentleman scooped a hat of up and sent it off to a gentleman who just moved to Canada, where lo and behold, it did really well in the cold summers there. And by 1860, it was given out to all Canadian wheat farmers. This is how agriculture works. But not anymore. Not now that the technocrats, for your safety, are going to stop you from buying seeds from anywhere else in the world. We are going to lay siege to the genetics, the gift from God that is what we're supposed to be doing here. That was literally, this is God's words, as we left the Garden of Eden, by the sweat of your brow shall you eat. Not anymore. Now it's by being submissive to Bill Gates and the big ag fake lab meat companies. No. You can't buy seeds anymore. I hope this is making clear that this is a very key brick being laid in the wall of total control of our food supply right now. I've shared before, ancientcerealgrains.org. This is a group of genetics with a very rich story. They were deliberately bred in order to solve world hunger, and you can get them from this website, ancientcerealgrains.org. I picked up some barley from one of their offers and have been proving it out and building up the seed stock over the last couple seasons here because they're just really cool genetics to have. You won't be able to get these on Amazon or Wish from now on. And that's, as you can tell, just the first step. That's just a bit of social engineering to whet the palate so that people know international seeds are dangerous. That's why they're banned on Amazon. And see how the story tells itself and moves on from here. And that's the way the technocrats want it. People will soon think that this was the way it always was. Babies never drank breast milk. No, it's always been Bill Gates's flavored soy beverage. This is the total transhumanist replacement of our food supply. And again, this is a microcosm. That's the point of this video today. There's so much happening, though. I just want to briefly mention, it's a microcosm. This whole pattern of problem, reaction, famine is playing out fractally at many different levels. And, you know, I mentioned lately that different parts of our food supply are spontaneously combusting. These stories are playing into it as well. Just this week, there was an explosion at a Kent warehouse where animal agriculture products, animal welfare products, animal nutrients were all manufactured and stored. Those are gone now. There's a war on animal agriculture, and so they're destroying the supply lines. They're cutting off your ability to procure, to manufacture the supplies you need to grow your own food. This was the Kent warehouse there. It was a huge explosion. Another example, the cattle livestock ship that just sunk off New Zealand with 5,800 cows on it and 43 crew, they sailed off into a typhoon and capsized, and that ship is gone. First of all, this is a fairly rare occurrence. This isn't the 19th century anymore. Ships don't just sail off and never to be heard from again. To lose any ship at sea, even in a storm, is a rare occurrence, and so it warrants looking at with a careful eye, but particularly when New Zealand's response to the loss of this ship is to turn around and summarily say, we're going to stop all exports of live cattle just because of this one ship. Seems a little bit of an overreaction, wouldn't you say? We're going to stop the entire, shut it all down, stop the whole thing. And yet that's what's happened. Problem, reaction, famine. And of course, the entire story that I've been covering throughout the summer about, oh, there's a coronavirus outbreak and the workers shut down the meat plants. Oh, we're going to do mandatory testing of the farm workers. Oh, look, lo and behold, there's a 90% false test rate. Now there's tests coming back positive. We're going to shut down the farms. Problem, reaction, famine. This is the formula, the Hegelian dialectic being used to engineer food shortages across the world right now. But to see this move to take total control over our seed supply, even as, ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to even say this. This makes it all the more ridiculous. Look here. We've just seen word of a seed shortage that we're hitting now in the United States, even as Amazon says you're not allowed to buy them anymore. Here we go. Following last fall's record amount of acreage in cover crops because there was so much flooding, right? All those corn and beans that were flooded out and lost, farmers had to come plant something into the ground to keep their soil alive. So they used a ton of cover crop seeds, even digging into the 2020 seed stash. And so this year, yes, the market is definitely seeing shortages in a few different crops like radishes, hairy vetch, and annual clovers. We don't have enough seeds here in the U.S. And they're cutting off our seed supply internationally. Again, Amazon and Wish, just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And it seemed completely outlandish that they would be taking control over the seed supply only 6 weeks ago when I covered it. Just as it seemed ridiculous to suggest that there would be meat shortages this year. And then we saw Wendy's without hamburgers. Yes, it's all playing out very quickly. I understand. I understand why it looks ridiculous to talk about it looking ahead. But here we are. Folks, please understand what's going on. Please understand that these forces, while they've been at work for hundreds of years, these are Babylon's banksters, the Fabian socialists with their long-standing plans. This transcends party lines. It transcends religious. This is deep. This is about bloodlines and spiritual warfare and powers and principalities. So we need to understand what's going on, and we need to be growing our own food right now and raising animals that we can use to feed our families and our communities going forward. So please help me spread this message. This report and all my reports can be found on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this information and this broadcast, please help me keep it running. You can find a few ways of doing that at iceagefarmer.com/support. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching and spreading the word. Let's go build great things. Imagine a newer, better future than the totalitarian, technocratic, transhumanist version that they are trying to manifest and shove down our throats, quite literally, with this fake food. And let's go grow abundant, nutritive food and raise awesome animals. Thanks for watching.